Hello, and welcome to episode 349 of the Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. Like it says in the title, this is a movie review podcast. We will be discussing spoilers. So if we start talking about a movie you haven't seen, skip ahead a few minutes, watch the movie, come back and listen to see what we think. My name is Doug, and I am here with Simon. How are you today, Simon?
I'm excellent, Doug. I heard a rumor the person that will not be named ever again on the show wants to be named again.
Yes, that person, she has joined Letterboxd, and I believe she actually follows you now.
Well, I need to confirm this. So, this episode, they still may not be named until I have it confirmed by Doug.
Okay,
If Doug can confirm it this episode, even now, I will say start talking about it.
I am.
But I'm not there yet. So I have good news for you, Doug. Remember I told you I made this list of things I need to watch?
Yes.
I finished Yellowstone.
Okay.
I finished season one of Magnum PI.
So Yellowstone, like just the main show, or there's like
No, just I'm not
spin-offs
watching
too?
any spinoffs. They're not my list. Just the main
Okay.
show. That's done. I finished Magnum PI season one. That's good for me. I finished half a Wednesday because that's all there is. I
Okay.
watched what there was there and I started my next show and I'll talk about that when I'm done.
Okay, I can confirm she follows two people on Letterboxd. One is Doug Haner, which is me,
Who? Who?
and the
Never
other
heard of that guy.
is Extra Features.
I'll have to check in with that guy, see who he
She
is.
follows Extra Features, and it is a K8 NYC, so it's Kate NYC.
So, people, if you want to shout on the show and you don't want to email us, just follow us on Letterboxd. And
Yes.
Douglas will give you a shout out. See, you just got to tell him you're following us.
Yes.
I'm still not shouting her out. You're out of luck this week because I have nothing to say.
Okay.
That's about it, Doug. It's been a very busy week in my life, so I wish I had more for it. I did go to Montreal. Have I discussed that yet?
You have not discussed that yet. How was your
Montreal was a
Montreal trip?
blast. A great. I saw the Movie Buff guys. So I have a new show appearing on the Movie Buff. Well, it's an old show coming back called The Hot Takes, where people know how much I love trailers. So I found some idiots, oh, sorry, friend, to watch the show. The trailers, and we discuss them and movie news.
Yes.
So maybe that person that will not be named won't come on my other show.
Maybe.
Because
Maybe.
she was supposed to make an appearance on this show and never showed up.
Well, that's because our scheduling got our recording got rescheduled.
Listen, I have to get up at a certain time to go to the gym.
Yes.
And somebody extends other times to a later date that I can't make it. I apologize.
That's fine.
So we'll get there. So that was going. That was it. So people, Movie Buff Hot Takes should start appearing next week. So that's the moviebuff.com, I think. I don't know. You're gonna have to look
Okay.
it up. Go find it. It's got a picture of a guy going like this on it. So, and my first episode should be back and I'll be out weekly. Me discussing
Nice.
movie trailers, but I do not watch the trailers. I just discuss them with people that have watched them, and I tell you if the movie's any good based on what they tell me.
Well,
It's the
all
most
right
bizarre
then.
show you've ever heard, but I have so much
Yes.
fun mocking these trailers I've never watched.
Okay. There
So
are
let's
some
have
good
it.
trailers out there.
No,
There are
there's
good
not.
ones. Yes,
No,
there are.
there's not. We're not going there.
Okay.
Doug, what have you been watching? Anything exciting lately?
I started watching the new Alien TV show,
That's last night, I
Alien
think.
Earth. Yes, just started this week. Incredible production value on that show. It looks like a film. The sets are astounding, and so far the story's very intriguing. Lots of alien goodness. I'm liking it.
I forgot. I have one more thing. I have these are I think these are plane chips from Germany. I know they're from Germany.
Okay.
So we're doing German chips today. I would have brought a bigger bag, but I don't really want to get a bit back, so don't worry, I have lots more
Okay.
chips.
I'm sure you do.
Tastes exactly the same.
All right.
German plain chips taste like our plain chips. There's no difference in taste.
All right. So, are you ready to dive into some movies?
Oh, did I watch movies? I might have. I
You
have to
might
see if this
have.
new person followed me on Letterboxd yet.
Let's see if this movie rings a bell to you.
Okay.
The Fantastic Four: First Steps, directed by Matt Shakman, starring Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Joseph Quinn, and Eben Moss Bachrach. Did you want to go first on this one, or would you like me
Well,
to?
you want the guy that owns every FF comic book to go through it? I guess
Go
I
for it.
could. Okay, people have to understand. I was pissed off when people told me Galactus was in this.
Okay.
I didn't even know Galactus was in this at all. Sorry about that. My phone almost never rings. I didn't even know Galactus, so that was a pissed off. And then somebody told me Mole Man was in it. So I even got angrier at people.
Okay.
This is how cold I wanted to go in. So I went in, it started. I was gonna say there's a full baseball team behind me. Like it was just a whole row, like 10 rows behind me with their parents and me. There was nobody else in the theater. It was a week after because it came out when it was in Montreal. So I went in trepidation. I gotta give it respect. I was worried about some of the casting choices. I'll be honest, very worried.
Okay.
What didn't look right to me. So, you know what, Pedro Pascal, you won me over. Perfect. Absolutely
Okay.
perfect. Vanessa Kirby, close. Very close. I just think Sue Storm is more attractive. And that's just me being fussy. I don't think Vanessa Kirby's ugly. I am that fussy.
Okay.
Johnny Storm was enough of a hothead for me. I need him a little bit more hotheaded, like going off the wall. And the thing didn't look right. So there's my basic casting options.
Okay.
Storyline, absolutely fantastic. I love the quips. They got that right. I was worried about the quip stuff. It was all in there. I think this world looked perfect, perfectly
Okay.
real. Oh my God. Gotta pause, sorry. So, if we can get over those minor little details, I think you're gonna love this. Now, the only problem is when you're fighting a villain such as Galactus, I find we lose what I enjoy in a superhero movie, the fighting. But I
Okay.
did like how they did in here, how they tried to take him out. But I think of a true comic book fan, you've already read this story in, I think it's 48, 49, 50 of FF. So you've read this already. So that was a little bit of a problem for me because I'd already seen it. But they obviously quirked it differently. I tweaked it.
Yes.
I liked how they got all the worlds involved. I liked the teleportation I thought was wicked. I mean, I still get, I'm going to give you my score right now. I gave this a solid 3.5.
Okay.
And that's only because I didn't love the Galactus part. And I thought he got defeated a little too weak for me.
Okay.
And I wanted a little more family interaction with Reed. I found he kind of just went into his own world. Do you know what
Okay.
I mean? And they didn't really
Yes.
interact with it. And that, like I said, I am very, very fussy. This movie is excellent. Please, please, people, see this film. Don't base it on me. I'm just a big EFF fan.
Okay.
And I think the next installment I will like better. Because I'll be used to these people. Like, I wanted
Okay.
more them on the street. I wanted them moving a bit more. I wanted
I
the
get
thing to
that,
get
yes.
pelted with stuff. And that's just because I'm an FF fan. I thought the ending was cheap as hell. The
Okay.
cliffhanger, I was not impressed with that nonsense.
The post-credit scene, that
Oh,
one.
dumb as, that was
Okay.
dumb. You know, all that buildup for what? Eh.
Yeah.
But okay, I'm fine. But that's my true FF thing. I think this is a fantastic film. I think if you don't have the baggage I do going into this, you will love it.
Okay.
I have too much baggage.
See, I think you actually liked it a little more than I did. I gave it a
Oh,
th I
okay.
gave it a 3 out of 5. My thing was it was bright and colorful, but it got very somber and self-serious at times. I wanted more fun out of this. When you have Paul Walter Hauser as the Mole Man, he comes in and like his interactions with the four, he was great. He was fun. I wanted more of that. I liked the way he respected Sue and would listen to her, but was antagonistic towards Reed. I wanted more of that from this movie. I
Hold on.
wanted more fun.
I want to pick up where you are. I think everybody should be antagonistic to Reed because Reed's a dick. He
Okay.
just doesn't know he's a dick. Like, he is smarter than everybody else on the planet.
Yes.
So he comes off like a dick because he doesn't know how to interact with anybody.
Yes.
And that's why. I mean, it's not that he wants to be a dick, he just is a dick. He's not trying to be rude to anybody.
And another knock against the movie, unfortunately for me. They have Natasha Lyonne and don't give her anything to do. She shows up for like 2 scenes, just to be the thing's potential love interest.
Oh yeah,
And
forgot. I'm like, where was she again? Oh yeah, I'd
yeah,
forgotten she was even in it.
and when you have somebody like Natasha Lyonne, let her do stuff. Same thing with Paul Walter Hauser. Aside from those gripes, I thought Julia Garner, I thought she was excellent as the Silver Surfer. I liked her a lot. Yeah, it was a typical superhero movie for me. Not my favorite Marvel film this year. That was Thunderbolts. Not my favorite superhero movie
I
this
gave
year.
the
That was
same score.
Superman.
I gave the
Yeah.
same score, Thunderbolts, in this.
I liked Thunderbolts a little bit more than
So do I.
this. But yeah, it was fine. It was good. I'm looking forward to seeing the Fantastic Four come back in more Marvel films. I didn't care about the post-credit scene. I just didn't. I will be honest, I'm not looking forward to seeing Robert Downey Jr. play Doctor Doom. That's just my opinion. I'm willing to be wrong, but I think he's going to make Doom quippy and Doom take off the mask. And I think those are two things Dr. Doom should not do.
Doesn't
I'm.
Doom take off the mask in the extra scene? Don't we see the mask come off his face?
Yeah, he's holding it in his
Yeah,
hand, but.
ridiculous.
And yeah, in the comics, Doom does not take off the mask,
He
so.
does. He does take it off
But you don't see
very rarely.
it. Yes.
No, you always see him holding it out in his hand.
So I don't want to see Doom's face. I'm willing to be wrong if they do that. I don't think if you hire Robert Downey Jr. to play Doom, you want to see his face. So
I don't.
this is just
See, you can just do this the whole time.
this is all conjecture on my poor
I'm
part.
with
It
you.
might happen, it might not, I don't know.
Here's the
But
other thing.
yeah.
There's a red ghost scene I was dying to see. They
Yes.
cut, I say show a quick clip of the red ghost and they cut. I'm like, I want to see that. I love the red ghost. One of my favorite villains. First
With
appearance
his monkeys.
FF13, I think, or 14. I think it's 13 because 14's Hulk. And I've always wanted to see that. I was pissed because I nothing against Galactus. I think I would rather seen the Red Ghost fight up the FF for the whole movie.
Okay. And then, like, build up to Galactus.
Yes.
Okay.
And bring Galactus in at the end and just see Surfer come right in at the end.
Okay.
I would accept that. I thought she did a great job, Julia Gardner.
Yes. Yes.
But it's really weird. Can I see her in? Oh yeah, can I see her in something we're discussing later too?
Yeah,
I'm
our
like,
very
oh,
next film.
she's. Oh, okay. Well, she showed up again. So
Yes.
I'm glad that's it. Like I said, I'm a huge FF fan. I'm giving us a solid 7. I cannot
Okay.
give it a 10 because I had too many issues.
Fair enough. All right. Speaking of Julia Garner, we could go right into her next movie, which is Weapons, directed by Zach Cregger, starring Julia Garner, Josh Brolin, Alden Ehrenreich, and Benedict Wong, and also Amy Madigan. I'll give Amy Madigan a shout out. Okay. I'll start off on this one. I freaking love this movie. It's not perfect. There's a couple things that me personally I would change. But those are two pretty small gripes into what I consider a really incredible movie. I loved all the performances in this. I love that the trailers didn't really give anything away, so if you go in knowing nothing, it's fantastic. You're along for the ride. And it actually is saying stuff. It's saying things. It's talking about how teachers are, in my view, this film is partially talking about how teachers are undervalued in society. They're supposed to be teachers, protectors, guardians, all this, but they're also not supposed to hug a crying child. They're not supposed to give a child a ride home from school. So they're supposed to observe, but not help. And I think this movie is talking about that in parts. I loved how insane the ending went in this movie. Those last few minutes, I was laughing my ass off. Zach Cregger comes from a comedy background, and it shows here. There are parts that will make you laugh out loud, and it is intentional. It helps break tension, and they're wonderfully done. My two minor gripes is in Josh Brolin's dream sequence, the machine gun in the air. I'm not exactly sure what that means. My guess is dream logic. It helps him decipher, oh, these kids are being guided like a missile, he says. So maybe the imagery helped him think of that. I'm not sure. I need to see the movie again. My other gripe, again, it's minor. Spoilers. This movie is told through different segments from different characters' points of view. The final point of view we get is the kid Alex, but it's actually not the final point of view because there's a scene where he looks out a window and he sees Julia Garner and Josh Brolin in a car, and then the camera cuts to their point of view sitting in the car, and we're out of Alex's point of view. I think it needed one last little credit to come up and say, like, climax or everyone or something to let the audience know we're out of Alex's POV. Again, just a very minor gripe, but that's it. I gave this a 4 out of 5. I loved this movie.
Only a four. I gave it a 4.5 out of 5. Just want you to know.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I only have one minor gripe, and I'm being fussy because I hate movies that are not linear. That
Okay.
really screwed me up because I'm like the first part of watching. I'm so into the first section of this film, and then it goes back. I'm like, wait, where are we going? Why want to keep going? And then we went backwards and forwards, which is fine. I understood why they did it. But that's my only minor gripe. Really, my only minor
Okay.
gripe is that. I do have a few minor gripes. I would like a little bit more focus on the witch. What
Okay.
exactly what she was up to. I mean, it pretty much let me figure it out, but a little bit
Yes.
more. I need a tiny bit more of what exactly was her purpose.
Okay.
I think she wanted to suck the souls from the kids, is what I kind of went with.
Yeah, that's what I went with too.
And
They
as it
don't
seemed,
really say exactly, but I think
Which
we're
I
supposed to
want
get
it. And that's
yeah.
just me going, okay, so I need to know that exact thing. I can't believe Judy Carter, I'm gonna ruin this, people. Cover your ears right now that she lives through this movie. I'm shocked. I thought numerous times she was getting beheaded, eaten, something. I was just waiting. I thought we could have expanded a bit on the Josh Brolin discovery angle.
Okay.
I thought that was a little quick how he figured it out all of a sudden. Oh, check.
Yes.
I'm like, really? Okay, I know it's a movie. We got to move. If this was real life, that would have been a week later, maybe 2 weeks later. This would have been a cold case coming back to it.
Well, yeah, I mean, they did say this was a month after it happened, so he
I
did.
know, but
So
just the
he
way
had a
he kind of
month.
figured, I just need a little bit more. I'm not complaining, movie. It's just I'm griping. I gave it a 9.5 out of 10. So think about how much
Okay.
I loved it. I'm being very
Yeah.
picky right now.
Yes.
Acting amazing. Now, I'm getting near the end of this movie. I'm like, how is this going to end? I really don't know. And it's just like, release the hounds! And I just went, this is insane. I was
Yes.
loving this. Absolutely loving the end of this film. I know your minor gripe. I couldn't care less. But they could have done anything they wanted in the last 5 minutes. I
Yes.
enjoyed everything. And I thought it was creepy as fuck. They don't finish it. They kind of just leave you.
Yeah.
And I'm
Yes.
like, that is messed up. I like it. So right now, I probably put Weapons number one on my
Okay.
list. I'm not positive it'll be there at the end because I like tend to move things. But right now, it's a strong number one.
Okay.
But I do have a couple films coming up I need to watch still because I've been holding off for our next list. So then one of them might
Okay.
have a shot, but we'll see.
Oh, there's a
That's
few
another story.
movies. There's a few movies coming out later this year that I think have a shot.
Well, that's
One co
good.
one comes out this weekend, so. But that's all I'll
Great.
say.
Oh, I could look it up if we're getting into this. It's not witchcraft, I know that.
No.
Because I don't watch trailers, so Doug knows I have no idea what's coming out this weekend.
I
It's
can
too
tell
much.
you if you want.
Yes, would you tell me?
Highest to lowest.
Oh, the Denzel Washington movie.
Denzel Spike Lee remake of the Akira Kurosawa film High and Low.
Now, the question is, how much of a completist are you?
What do you mean?
Have you seen High and Low?
Yes.
Okay, then
And
that's all I ask.
I've read the novel that High and Low is
Then
based
you're
on.
ahead of me. I've not read the novel, but I have seen High and Low.
Okay.
I can let people into a secret. One, I might have been right around COVID or pre-COVID. I decided to go to Kurosawa Adventure and took out every Kurosawa movie at the library
Nice.
and watched them all in my 2 weeks off in February. So
Okay.
I watched High and Low, all his movies. I've seen pretty close to, I'd say 80%. I would have to check. So if you follow me on Letterboxd at extrafeatures.ca, extra features, I'll update that tonight if I've missed anything.
Okay.
And then you guys will know where I'm at with Kurosawa. And you can send me an email at extrafeatures@gmail.com. And just mark it as Doug needs to read, and I'll forward it to him, then he can bug me about it.
Fair.
There you go. So that's it. So good. So you're where I am. I'm ready for this movie because I love Denzel.
Yes.
You're a bigger Spike Lee fan than I am. I have nothing against Spike Lee.
Yes.
You're just a bigger fan.
And I love Kurosawa, so
So
it's
we're rocking. This
yes.
can't go wrong.
Exactly.
But I said that about Old Boy, and look what happened.
See, I still haven't seen Old Boy. I have not seen the
Ooh.
remake.
Please don't.
Okay. All right, let's jump into our next film. It is a another horror film from this year. It is Final Destination Bloodlines, directed by another Zach Lipovsky and Adam Stein, starring Caitlin Santa Juana, Teo Briones, and Richard Harmon.
Yeah, nobody we know.
Yeah,
No,
no
there
big
is
names.
somebody. She's at the beginning.
Oh, and Tony Todd is
No,
in it.
not Tony Todd. There's somebody else. She was in that show I used to watch, that DC show. She played Stargirl. She's at the beginning.
Oh, she was she the main one at the beginning?
Yes, that's
Who
her.
becomes the grandmother? Okay.
Yes, that's her. I can't remember her name. You know who I'm talking about.
Yes, I will look it up while you.
Yeah, because Doug doesn't let me have my phone because he knows I'll get sidetracked and never come back. So my phone is near me just in case, because somebody said my family members are away, so I'm trying to answer it if they need me for some reason. Hopefully not. So let's start at the beginning. I friggin' love this franchise. Doug, you can hold me to it. I have not seen one film in this franchise. One. Only one I've never seen.
Which
And
one?
two. I've never seen two. I've seen one, three, four, five.
Okay.
I've never seen two for some reason. I don't know why. I just never sat down to do two. So I will get there. I don't know. At one point, I'll sit down and watch it one weekend. So let's start. I love this friggin' thing. That little kid, I wanted to punch so bad at the beginning of the film and literally just drill him. And he
Yes.
wasn't getting it. And I was so happy with the directors when he got escaped and kept escaping and they got drilled by the piano. I think it's
Yes.
piano hit. I was crying. I'm like, that was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Like, I thought this little punk kid was going to get away. So I got to say, I loved everything about this. I had so much fun watching it. Silly as it
Yes.
was. I mean,
Yes.
playing the Beach Boys, wouldn't it be nice if we could get. And then people, guy gets his head drilled. I'm like, this is great. And the tattoo parlor scene was phenomenal. And I can't remember the song they played when the garbage truck came. It was Aerosmith, wasn't it?
It might have been. I don't remember. It's been a
I
while
just
since I've
thought it was
watched
great.
this.
Oh, I saw it the week it came out. So that's when I
Okay.
saw this. And I just had so much fun watching this film.
Yes.
I love these. I love slashers, and this is a total slasher. Something Doug knows I love, and I'm giving this thing, this might make my top 10 list, is how
Wow,
much I
okay.
love this. I think I gave it a 4 out of 5, probably, or 3.5.
Okay.
I can look it. Let's see. I can look it up because you're going to ask me anyway.
Yeah,
I should just have my letterbox open with the things. I had a great time. I thought the acting was fun. I mean, people are like, well, wouldn't you give it a 10? It doesn't deserve a 10. It's a fun horror film. It's got some great stuff. What is this? What am I? Oh, I'm looking at Final Destination. It's got some
yes.
great kills in it. I mean, the storyline's a little weak, let's just say, when the mom comes back.
Yes,
And it's
yes.
like, oh, okay. Oh, God. What? I can't. Oh, here. I just found it. Here we go. Did I rate it? I gave it. Yeah. I gave it a 3.5,
Okay.
which is pretty good for me. That's a 7, so I thought I gave it an 8. When the mom came back, I thought it was eh.
Yeah,
I
I mean,
love when they get killed on the way to grandma's. That was
okay.
awesome.
Okay.
So no, I just think this is fun, fun, fun.
Yes. You like this more than I did. I gave it a 2.5 out of 5.
How do I like this more than you? This is two horror movies. Doug
Yeah.
has come below me.
I
What's going on, Doug?
don't know. I just I love this series. The kills are fun. I wanted better acting, maybe.
Oh, the acting's atrocious
I
in
didn't think
that.
the acting was that great. By the
Oh, it's
way, it's
terrible.
Breck Bassinger
That's
is
it.
the actress.
BB.
Yeah, I thought Tony Todd, may he rest in peace. He was the best actor in this movie. He had his
And
little
Tony Todd
monologue.
is not a good actor. I don't care what anybody tells me. He's cool. Nice guy. He's a horror icon, but not a very good actor.
But still the best out of anybody in this movie.
Absolutely. This movie was terribly, atrociously acted. Brock
Yes.
Bester. I'm like, there's a reason why you don't have a career. Let me show you. Oh, wait. Stargirl got canceled. Why? Because of you and the rest of your clowns who wrote it. Terrible.
But this movie did have some incredible kills.
Oh, God, yes.
I love the MRI machine, the
Yes.
magnets on that one. That was
And that happened recently. Did you see that?
yes. I did see that recently. That happened to
In
some,
your fine country.
not exactly like what happened here,
No.
but it was still an MRI death, which is crazy. I love the garbage truck kill.
That was
I
my
saw a
favorite.
behind the scenes of how they did that practically, where it's actually is the actress reaching up, but it's a fake. It's a fake, I guess, floor that comes, and it's made so it molds to the actor's face. So they
Yes.
just add CGI, so it looks like she got decapitated, but there actually
Where did you
was a
find that, by the
board.
way, so people that want to see it?
I actually found it on Threads.
What's Threads?
It's Mark Zuckerberg's Twitter. I'm sure it's on Twitter too.
Oh, so not on Truth Social, though, because that's where I'd be looking for it.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I've never been there.
I love Truth Social. It's my favorite place to get fake news.
But the I think
Ooh,
it
did I say
was
that? Ooh, come and get me.
somebody who worked in FX or marketing, somebody put out a little behind the scenes video, and that's how I saw that. And it was cool. It was fun to watch. It was a fun movie. Kind of left my brain after I saw it. I did love the ending, though. I absolutely loved the train at the end and the logs having the last word. I'll just put it
Don't
that way.
worry about that penny.
All right, to get off of horror, our next
What?
movie.
No more horrors
Yes.
in October? The horror show?
Well, for this episode, we'll
Oh,
move off of
I was
horror.
so worried there.
And unless you think John Cena's acting is a horror, but we
I think
will
this
move
movie
on
is.
to Heads of State, directed by Ilya Naishuller, starring Idris Elba, John Cena, Priyanka Chopra Jonas, Carla Gugino,
Is that
Jack
really her
Quaid.
name?
Yes,
She goes
she's
by
married.
that?
Yes, she's married to one of the Jonas brothers.
The lead one.
I didn't know there was a lead Jonas.
Yeah, there is. No, there's the one.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not a Jonas. Kevin's the guy that does real estate. Joe Jonas. Might be who she's married to. There's two main ones, and then there's the third one.
Okay.
And the third one I know doesn't do much. Like, he's the quiet one. You don't really see him do anything. And I think Joe is the one married to
Okay.
Brooke.
And I know
Nothing that matters to me.
one of them was married to Sophie Turner from
Yes,
Game
that
of
was the.
Thrones.
Yes.
I don't know which
No.
one.
Oh, now I'm confused. Oh, maybe I'm wrong. No. I don't know. He's a guitarist, so maybe they all quick try.
Okay.
I don't can't tell them the difference. Don't ask me. If you gave all three names, I know the main guy, I think it's Priyanka Chopra's husband. The other one was married to Sophie Turner. And the third one just disappeared and does real estate and shows up for concerts.
Okay.
That's all I know about him.
Yeah,
And I only know this because I read blogs looking for movie news and other crap pops up.
all right. I think it's my turn to go first
It
here.
is. Now I'm looking at my
Okay.
Jonas Brother issue. I
This is
can't
my
believe
type of
I'm doing
movie.
this. Oh, I know it is.
I kind of love this movie. I loved the chemistry between Idris Elba and John Cena that they had in the Suicide Squad film. So I was really happy to see them working again together. I will say one thing I was not expecting was a Wes Anderson influence on this movie. There are a couple of montages of characters traveling from one location to another that felt very Wes Anderson to me. And I really like that. It's something I was not expecting.
Okay, can
I
I stop you
loved
for
that.
1 second?
Okay.
I screwed up.
Oh,
Joe
no.
Jonas was the one married to Sophie Turner.
Okay.
That's the main one. That's the only one I know.
Okay.
Nick Jonas is married to Priyanka Chopra. And
Okay.
Kevin Jonas, some reason I knew that was the one that nobody cares about.
Okay.
There we go. Sorry, people, before I get hate mail, I looked it up. I fixed it.
You had to correct your
Where is
Jonas.
that person that's not going to be named? She might have been able to help me here.
Maybe. I don't know how she feels about the Jonases.
I don't really care how she
Okay.
does. Continue. I'm sorry.
Okay. Where did I leave off? Oh, yes, the Air Force One scene. I love the Air Force One scene. just for the fact that the Secret Service was not incompetent. They actually
No, they
did
were
their job
not.
well. Unfortunately, the plane still went down, but they did their job well. I like that. I also really liked the Jack Quaid scene. I thought he was fun in this movie. He had one scene and he made a meal of it. It was fun to watch him with the gun shooting through the walls. I really had fun with this movie. It's not something you put on to think about.
Oh,
If you
good.
don't know who the ultimate bad guy is within the first 30 seconds of seeing them on screen,
True.
you've never seen a movie before. This was fun. I enjoyed it. I gave it a 3 out of 5.
I'm just going to end the call right now. I don't even know how to
Okay.
even give discuss this film.
It
Did
was
you
fun.
tell somebody else your opinion before you watched this?
No,
Good, because
I
they would
did
have
not.
slapped you in the face. And
Okay.
told you to wake up. This film was terrible. Over who let John Cena and Idris Elba overact for a whole movie? Okay, guys, we're gonna this movie is bonkers, screwball comedy. Go have fun.
Yeah.
We're not gonna give you any acting advice. Just do what you want to do. And that's what it felt like to me. I was watching a bad Three Stooges movie.
Oh, that's fine.
And
I still had fun with it.
I couldn't. I got to the point. I'm like, I'm done with this. This is so dumb. I can't watch this anymore. And I came so close to turning it off. Like, no, I have to watch it for the show. I have to finish
You
this.
could
I'm
have turned
like,
it off.
it
I
is
fell
getting
asleep.
worse. Every time my favorite actress shows up, I'm like, how do you even get a job? You're so bad. I literally rather see Owen with a paper bag on a stick and writing her name on it, doing the lines. She is
Okay.
terrible.
Everybody needs a
Absolutely
paycheck.
terrible. She does not need a paycheck. Nick Jonas makes enough cash.
Okay.
You cannot convince me this is even a watchable film.
Yes, I can.
I feel so bad for Idris Elba. He had such a good career. I'm watching the end. It's like Leslie, oh, what's that guy's name? Liam Neeson in Naked Gun. I'm like, it's over. Please stop.
I had a lot of fun with Naked Gun as
There's
well.
another movie I hate it. And now
That
you're gonna have
that
my school,
is
oh, he hates comedies. No, I don't hate comedies. I hate stupid comedies
I
that are
would
not smart. I really hate dumb action movies.
Okay,
Unless Steven
that's fair.
Seagal's in it, push, 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 push. No, those amuse me to no end.
No, that's fair. You can hate dumb action movies. I personally love them.
Which is fun.
I would not call Naked Gun a dumb comedy. I thought that was really funny.
I didn't laugh once.
Okay.
That coffee scene they kept bringing out over. I'm like, enough of the coffee scene, guys. It wasn't funny the first time, and it's not funny now.
See, that's where we disagree. I loved all of, not all of the jokes in Naked, but we're not reviewing Naked Gun this
No, I just
episode.
because I just wanted to get it
Okay.
off my chest because I'm so
Okay.
pissed. I hate this movie. I don't want to
Okay.
watch this movie. I don't even want to discuss this movie. I thought the action was terrible.
Okay.
I thought some of the set pieces looked like they were shot in your backyard.
Oh yeah.
I'm just like, this is too dumb for me. Somebody spent way too much time doing shots of scotch watching Midnight Run. And I really think that's what they tried to do. I'm
Okay.
done. I gave this film a 1.5, and I think I'm being generous to how I feel. I
Okay.
think I should go in and change my score. Because now I've thought about it, I was too nice to it.
That's fine. You could change your
So
score. I
do
change
not
my
watch
scores
this
all the
film
time.
at all, people. And you can probably take this red and add it to something coming up later, because I feel pretty much the same way.
Okay.
So you not be named, you can figure out what
Yes.
movie it is.
Okay.
Because I'm not posting my reviews on Letterboxd till the end of the episodes now, so they're out of luck.
I personally, I had fun with this. I think other people
Of
might, but
course you
that's fine.
did.
Yeah, I love dumb action movies, and this was a dumb action
Next, you're
movie.
going to tell me you watched Freaky Friday and thought it was amazing.
I have not seen Freakier Friday, no.
I'm sure you will.
But I have seen our next movie, which
Leap
is
Year.
See No Evil, Hear No Evil, directed by Arthur Hiller, starring Gene
Oh.
Wilder and Richard Pryor. Now, I did say I was going through the Gene Wilder, Richard Pryor movies. I did skip Stir Crazy. I will go back to it,
Why
but I
did we
want
skip that one? Is what I want to know.
because I couldn't find my disc, but I did see that See No Evil, Hear No Evil streaming on Netflix.
Let's back. No, well, no. See, that's what pisses me off. I don't have that access in Canada.
Oh, okay.
American Netflix is different than Canadian Netflix, just so people know. We don't have any
Okay.
classics anymore. We used to when it first came out, and then they stopped. So, okay. So I want to back up to something you said. I
Okay.
can't find my disc.
Yes.
I'm going to, okay, we've moved into a new place.
Yes.
We've unpacked everything.
All the stuff is in a room, yes.
Not unpacked?
No, it's unpacked. It's just that in no order. They're not alphabetized.
Were they ever alphabetized?
No.
So, I don't mean to be, you can help me out here. You have two children.
Yes.
Use them.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I mean, hey, guys, find this movie. We can go out for dinner, It does work occasionally.
Okay.
But just stating.
But
My kids would
also,
say, we don't care.
exactly.
We're going out to dinner anyway, so find it yourself.
Screw you, old man. I ain't doing no work.
That's what I get. I said, you want my car this week? You're going to help me for 10 minutes. But I don't have as many films as you do. I will fully
Okay.
admit that.
I think it's your turn to go
Oh, I'm
first
sorry.
for this. Okay.
I think I remember seeing a preview for this years ago
Okay.
when little Simon was in existence and didn't hate everything on the planet, everybody accuses me of. I remember Gene Wilder being a big star and
Yes.
Richard Pryor being a big star. I've yet to see it on these movies yet.
Really?
They're
Okay.
enjoyable movie. I liked it. It's fun. It's kind of really dumb at times, but fun. I mean, I don't find Gene Wilder's amazing. I don't get it. I think he's solid. That's it. I think Richard Pryor's a genius, but I never find Gene Wilder being a genius. It took
Okay.
me a while to really figure out where they were going with this premise.
That's
I
fair.
kind of thought it was a little confusing. I think they could have built on a few things, but it's fine. You know what I mean? I think it works for where they were going. I think they tell a perfect story for what they wanted. Obviously, I find they're reaching at numerous points throughout the film. Like, okay, I'm watching a movie, suspend that disbelief,
Yes.
which I did. And overall, I came out, yeah, this is just okay for me. It's not
Yeah.
great. It's not bad. It's got some funny bits in it. It's got some stale bits in it. But overall, I mean, if I went to see this and came out of the theater, I said, yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, I gotta pretty much agree. I don't think this is their best movie together.
Which one is it? Stir Crazy?
Stir Crazy, I think, is their
Oh, the
best.
one you can't find. So you subject me to mediocrity because you failed.
I guess so, yes. And
Okay,
I
just
have
making
the, and I
sure.
have not seen their final film together, Another You. I
No, I've
have
never
not
seen
seen
that
that,
either.
so that'll be brand new to me when we discuss that one. But this one, I thought, like you said, it had its moments. I loved the bar fight scene.
Oh,
I
the
thought that was
12 o'clock,
really well
12 o'clock,
done.
2 o'clock.
Yes.
It's great. That was funny.
I thought that was a perfect scene that combined the blind and the deaf together. I thought that was great. Some of the rest, yeah, it wasn't great. It wasn't the best from either of them, but it did have its moments. I liked Richard Pryor when he dumped the ice cream on Gene Wilder's head. I thought that was cute. That was funny. It showed the camaraderie between the two of them. But yeah, all in all, this movie's not great. I think I gave it a 2.5 out of 5. It's It's something you could watch to pass the time, but it's not great.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's
Yeah.
watchable. So I again, it's fun. I just there's nothing outstanding in this. And I'm still looking for that outstanding Gene Wilder moment, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. And I'm not sure if he ever has that outstanding moment
Well, I
in
don't think he
the
does
with
either.
Richard Pryor.
Does he have it by himself? Because I'd like to see it.
Oh, you don't think he was outstanding in like The Producers or Young
I've never seen the
Frankenstein?
original producer. Oh, you're right.
Okay.
Yes, Young Frankenstein 100%.
Okay.
But that's Mel Brooks at his best.
Yes, that is true.
I sometimes will argue a good script shows through. I mean, look at that
Okay.
cast is all phenomenal in that.
Yes.
So
But
I want to
Gene
see him do
Wilder
that
did
by
work on the
himself.
script for that.
Okay, then I'll give it to him.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying. I want a Gene Wilder project, not a Mel Brooks project.
Okay. That's fair.
I mean, Willy Wonka, I will give it to you. Scared the crap out of me as a kid. Like, but I've never watched, I watched Willy Wonka once as a kid.
Okay.
Scared the bejesus out of me. I've never watched it again.
Okay.
I've never seen Willy Wonka. I used to watch it on TV all the time. And I just couldn't handle it. Those kids getting, I said, I can't do this. This is unenjoyable for me.
Oh, I get it. And that song, when they're on the river and he's singing, that's creepy as
I
hell.
couldn't do it. I said, so I will be honest with people. I've never watched Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory again.
Okay.
I don't know if I ever will.
All right.
Doug puts it on the list. I guess I'll have to watch it. And no, it's funny. I may love it because now I'll get where it's going.
That's true. I wouldn't do that to you though.
Thank you.
I wouldn't traumatize you
I'm very
intentionally.
serious about this. This has
Okay.
emotionally traumatized me
Oh, I get
for
it. I get
years.
it. All right. Our next movie is Miracles, the Canton Godfather, also known as Mr. Canton and Lady Rose. It
That's
is
how I found it.
okay. It is directed by Jackie Chan, starring Jackie Chan, Anita Moy, Bill Tung, and Richard Ng. Is it my turn to go? I think
It
so.
is.
I really enjoyed the
Oh,
30s.
fuck, of course he did.
The
You and
I
terrible
enjoyed
comedies.
the 30s setting of this. This one doesn't have as many fight scenes or as much action choreography as other Jackie Chan movies do. However, the ones it does have, I think that ending in the Rope Factory was pretty spectacular.
I
I
will
think
give you
that
that one.
it looked amazing. It was a location I've never seen before.
True.
So to see all the fighting in there, it is not Jackie Chan's best movie, I will say that. For fighting, I still love Drunken Master 2. I think that is probably the pinnacle of Jackie Chan's martial arts films. This one did have heart, though.
It does.
I like the heart this movie has. I like that it still has all of his the regulars that he works with, except this time they got to do a little more acting instead of just broad acting followed by fighting. It's not great. I think I gave it a 3 out of 5, maybe 2.5, depending on how I'm feeling. But I enjoyed it for what it was. I think I read somewhere that this is Jackie Chan's personal favorite of his films, at least of the movies he's directed himself. And I could see why, because it's a little different. It's just not exactly what I'm looking for in a Jackie Chan movie.
Oh, I 100% agree with you on that one. At least we're agreeing on something. I didn't think you could find a Jackie Chan film I hadn't seen. Again, that's probably another one of those Letterboxd cleanup things I need to do tonight, or maybe tomorrow night when I have more time. Because I went through, I say early 90s, a Jackie Chan thing and just watched every Jackie Chan movie I could find. So obviously, I couldn't find this one for some reason. I hate bad dubbing. And I couldn't find this film with anything but bad dubbing. So that was a big problem for me. The dubbing was terrible. And I just got bored of the same scenes over and over again. Until we got to a fight scene, I was bored. Fight scenes was good. Then we go right back to bored. I'm like, hey, boss. I'm like, oh my God. I literally had to force myself to finish the last 45 minutes because I can't remember. I was watching something. I was going to watch something and I couldn't get to find it. And then I said, screw it, I'll just finish the Jackie Chan film finally. So I absolutely got to say, Jackie, I hate this movie. It was
Oh, you
not
hate
for
it.
me in any way. I hated it. I gave it half a star. Other than the rope scene, I disliked it immensely because I had so many problems trying to get through it. I thought the storyline was dumb. I thought, Jackie, come on, action, Jackie, action. The slow 1930s, I don't get it, but I'm sure he made millions of dollars off it. So I'm wrong. He's right, of course. Not for me. Being a big Jackie Chan fan, pass. I got nothing else to say about it other than I hated the acting. I hated the storyline. The rope fights was on. The beginning fight was good. I hated everything in the middle.
Fair enough. All right, so now we got another action film though to talk about. We have The Dogs of War, directed by John Irvin, starring Christopher Walken and Tom Berenger.
I'm trying to remember this. Can you go first? And I'm sure it'll come back to me. I know I watched it.
This it to me
Oh, I do
this was a
remember this. He goes to Africa. I got it. I can do it now. Sorry, give me a couple seconds. This is the first film I watched. I remember that. So I really like the camera setups on this film. I really like the shooting style. I like the way Walken walks his way through it. It really felt like a Bond film at times.
Yes,
I
it did.
really say it felt like Dr. No, like they literally ripped off Dr. No and told Walken, we need you to do this. And I thought he was 007 half the time. It takes some weird turns at times, this film, I thought.
Yes, it
And I was
does.
like, oh, okay, I didn't see that. Oh, I definitely did not see that coming either. I liked it up to a point. I thought the ending was a little quick, but I think they had to get there. I think they kind of set that up to get to that scene. Other than that, I just found it very slow and very methodical. Like I thought we spent a lot of time more in theory of what he was going to do than actually doing it. And recruiting people and getting there, I'm like, okay, I know where you're going. Can we get there a little faster or do something else to get there? But I never felt it did that. The scene developed more on theory and plot, slow it down. But the problem is the director does such a good job at filming these scenes. I'm still involved in the film. And it falls apart to me is that last action scene I thought was terribly shot. I did not like the end. I don't know if he got second unit director or he was taking a dump. I don't know, but this is terribly at the end.
And it
It should
goes
have been done better.
and like you said, it goes very fast at the end. It's like the slow, methodical movie, then all
Now,
of a sudden it's all done in like 5 minutes.
the guy goes into the house with the two kids and the woman.
Yes, Tom Berenger.
It doesn't shoot her? Come on. There's no way. You're on enemy soil. You do not knock them all off.
But apparently in this story he does and pays the price for it.
But wouldn't you? I'm thinking me personally, I'd shoot them all. Not that I want to shoot kids, but I think you have to in this situation.
I think I, me being me, I would not have shot them,
But
but
you
that's
wouldn't have
just
been
me.
in that situation. I'm saying
That's
if
true.
you're there and you're attacking this place, so now we have to. What do you do?
See, I do know something else about the story of this movie.
Okay, do it.
Tom Berenger refused to promote this film because his story arc was almost completely removed.
Really?
His story arc was that his wife was pregnant and she didn't want him to go back out in the field. So I think knowing that aspect of the story, that could be why he didn't shoot her or the children
Okay. That would
because
have
of his
helped me then.
wife.
That would have made perfect sense to me if I had that tidbit. That's a big tidbit then to change the end there. So that should have been in there. Even for 30 seconds, saying goodbye to his pregnant wife, I would have accepted the end. Okay. That would have made sense to me. So there's a problem with the film right there. They should have included a scene. Even if it's like a couple minutes. Would have helped me immensely to understand that scene better because you see my problem. Because they're killing everybody. I am, and they just blow the president off, just take him out in 2 seconds. Like, oh, okay. Let's pick
And
up Behringer and leave. Okay, bye.
when you talk about things that you did not expect to see in this movie, I was not expecting the reporter to get run over by the car at the airport. That I was like, okay, I'll go with it. Or when they catch the guy who ran him over, I have never seen this in a movie before, where Christopher Walken breaks a window and puts the glass in the guy's mouth and then slaps him across the face just to get him to talk. That is something I have never seen in film
Like I
before.
said, this movie, John Irving does a great job of directing. I might actually move John Irving over and say, hey, I need to watch more of your films. Not saying I'm there yet, but in my vast brain of things, it will come back to me hopefully one day. And I'll start watching more of his films. Because I've never heard of this guy. I mean, should I know John Irving?
I think he's done one or two other like known things. I'm just not sure what off the top of my head.
Right.
Let me
I'm
see.
with you 100%.
John Irving, what
But I'm
is
just
he?
saying, like, would you find when you go down these rabbit holes of things we haven't seen that just you find directors like, oh, that's interesting. Like, I know there's a John Candy film out there I hadn't seen. I'd never heard of him. Like, I missed the John Candy film. And I can't remember the name of it. And I can't find it yet. I'll tell you one day when I remember. It's on my list. Go ahead.
Let's see. I'm just looking up John Irvin. He did Raw Deal, the Arnold
Yes,
Schwarzenegger
I've seen
movie.
that. That's the first time I probably saw him.
He did the movie Ghost Story, which is based on one of my all-time favorite books.
I don't know if
But
I've. You mean, is that the recent Ghost Story movie? No.
no, this is from 1981.
I've never seen it.
It's decent, not as good as the book, but it is a decent adaptation, I would
Fair
say.
enough. Well, Doug, I mean, have you bought anything? I mean, I know you're
We still
going
have one
somewhere.
movie left, or do
Oh,
we
I
not have time?
apologize. Do it. Let's do it.
It's the Simon's pick.
Oh,
It's
I forgot.
the Contender from
Yes,
2000,
I did watch this.
directed by Rod Lurie, starring Joan Allen, Jeff Bridges, Gary Oldman, and Sam Elliott. I think it's my turn to go first.
It is because I screwed up the other one.
This movie, I think all of the actors in this film were incredible.
That's why I took it.
What got me to watch this was I was having a discussion with some friends about Face Off, and I was like, "Whatever happened to Joan Allen?" And they're like,
Good
"Oh,
point.
did you see The Contender?" I said, "You know what? I think I've seen it, but I'm not sure." And this was like Joan Allen's big Oscar contender film. I was halfway through this movie, I'm like, you know what? I don't think I've actually seen this. But yes, I think all of the actors in this movie are great. I think Gary Oldman, in particular, is amazing at playing these truly despicable characters who believe that what they believe is correct. And nobody does that better than Oldman.
I 100% agree.
I think this movie, the story is kind of basic, but Joan Allen elevates it. Gary Oldman elevates it. I know Jeff Bridges got a supporting actor nomination for this, and I was like, why? He's good, but not great until the ending when he gives that one big speech at the end.
It's very good.
I was like, oh, okay, this is why he got the Oscar nomination. I think this movie relies very heavily on the actors to elevate a pretty basic story, but all of the actors, even Christian Slater, a young Christian Slater coming in this movie, they all elevate it. I think this movie, I gave it a 4 out of 5
Wow.
purely for the acting. I think the
Ooh.
acting in this movie is incredible.
Well, I gave it 2.5. I thought it was solid, just not amazing. The problem for me
Okay.
is the storyline. It's just basic.
Yes.
Like, I'm just waiting for the big spiel to come out of somebody. Like, Joan Allen has a speech. We just, Gary Oldman has a speech. The president has a speech. You just got to get to the speech. All the
Yes.
buildup to get to the speech. I didn't like the Joan Allen questioning. I thought it was dumb. Some of the
Okay.
questions were just dumb. I'm like, really? Maybe this is the way the politics are, but I even thought they were too invasive for me and her. Like, how does this do this and that? I'm like, eh, whatever. I enjoyed the film for the same reason you did. Phenomenal acting everywhere. And that's what you need in the film. I think this is a very watchable film. I think most people may like it more than me. My problem is I just watched too much of things and just went, eh, it's okay.
And I just remembered another, the main story is very basic, but I loved the story arc for William Peterson, where he attempts to save a person in a car off a bridge.
Yes.
I won't go too much more into that, but that story, I was like, oh my God, they're going there.
They did.
They
They
went
kept
there.
hammering it, and they went back to it at
Yes.
the end too.
Yes, and I was like, oh my God, they went there, and that was truly spectacular to me.
I will 100% back you up on that. Doug, did you buy anything this week?
No, I did not. Or
Good,
actually,
because
wait, I do have
oh,
a couple
Doug's
things.
got, I got nothing, guys. I haven't gone to a garage sale. I didn't buy
Okay.
anything in Montreal. Didn't see anything to buy in Montreal.
Last month was the 50% off Criterion.
Yeah, I didn't get that
So
email again. Kind of weird.
I got let's see, the 4K Wages of Fear
Yes, I've seen that.
and the 4K version of the American remake of Wages of Fear, Sorcerer.
Seen that too.
So 1 weekend I'm gonna sit back and watch both of these classics.
Oh, it won't be next weekend or this weekend, I don't think.
No, this weekend I won't have time, and next weekend I will not have time either.
So, if you want to follow us, please, Letterboxd. We are also on YouTube. I've done more interviews in the last month than I've done in months. It's all with the South Asian Pacific Film Festival. So, people, if you want to comment, please feel free. I'm willing to read them. Mock the crap out of me. Bring your best. And that's all I have to say. Katie, thank you for following me on Facebook. I know you've been waiting for that. If they make it,
We will eventually watch it or put it on a list and make the other one watch it.
night.
Good night.